Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and trivia technician, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is a game that you can play how and where you want, whether that is battling friends or teaming up with your family. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2013. Hello or goodbye? And who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where you can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who tunes in from all around the globe, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Athens, Greece. Thank you for playing. Also, remember, you can pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
For round one today, we're going back over a decade to the year 2013. To remind you what life was like in 2013, this was the year of the infamous Red Wedding in Game of Thrones, and Vine was one of the hottest social media apps. You're going to receive 5 questions about the music news of the year 2013, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's begin. Question 1. Which singer stunned the music world by dropping a surprise self-titled album in December 2013 with accompanying music videos for every song? Question 2. After nearly 7 years since his last blockbuster album, which male pop star returned with the album The 2020 Experience in March 2013? Question 3. Viral songs like Harlem Shake and The Fox became chart hits in 2013, primarily thanks to popularity on which website and app? Question 4. Despite the departure of their guitarist Richie Sambora, the biggest tour of 2013 was the Because We Can tour by which 80s rock stars? Question 5. Which dance move became a sensation in 2013 thanks to the likes of Miley Cyrus and the Major Lazer Bruno Mars hit Bubble Butt? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Hello or Goodbye. You're going to receive 5 clues about popular songs that have either the word hello, goodbye, hi, or bye somewhere in the song title, perhaps even both. 1 point is available for each hit song title that you can correctly guess from these clues. Question 6. This 2015 number 1 hit ballad was the lead single from British singer Adele's album named 25. Question 7. This 2000 hit by boy band NSYNC re-entered the charts in 2024 thanks to a feature in the Marvel film Deadpool and Wolverine. Question 8. In 2005, British singer James Blunt landed a hit with this broken-hearted track about the end of a relationship. Question 9. This 1984 hit ballad by Lionel Richie is about trying to find someone and went all the way to number one around the world. Question 10. On this 1967 hit song, the Beatles sing about a person who always says the opposite of what they say. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and that would be very impressive, but progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 16th of February, 1990, in Toronto, Canada. Clue two. Growing up in a multilingual household, music was an outlet for me as a teenager, and I dabbled in hip-hop with friends before I started posting to YouTube in 2009. Avoiding use of my real name, I took on several monikers over the years before settling on my well-known stage name. Clue 3. My mixtapes began to build my profile, and my debut album, Kiss Land, arrived in 2013. However, my commercial breakthrough would come the following year, with a hit single featured on the 50 Shades of Grey film soundtrack. Clue 4. My 2015 album, Beauty Behind the Madness, began a run of huge hits that lasted for the rest of the decade, as I established myself as a star of pop and R&B music. By the 2020s, I had headlined the Super Bowl halftime show and began to dabble in television and film acting. Clue 5. I have had 7 number one singles in the USA, including the songs Blinding Lights, The Hills, and Save Your Tears. That's all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. Welcome back. It's time to find out who triumphed and who failed, starting with the year 2013. Question 1. Beyoncé stunned the music world by surprise dropping her album, something which was unheard of at that time. Question 2. Justin Timberlake returned with new music in 2013. Question 3. YouTube, thanks to updated rules by Billboard, allowing the inclusion of YouTube streams, viral songs became proper chart hits. Question 4. Bon Jovi were the top touring act of 2013. And question 5. twerking. Whilst the dancing term had actually been around for decades, it hit an all-time high of popularity in 2013. Continuing on to round two, hello or goodbye. You were looking to identify hit songs that had a form of hello or bye somewhere in their title, and these are the ones that we were looking for. Question six, Hello by Adele. Question seven, Bye 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 by NSYNC. Question eight, Goodbye My Lover by James Blunt. Question 9, Hello by Lionel Richie. And question 10, Hello Goodbye by The Beatles. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was The Weeknd. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, and depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, and most of you are, leaving a comment or voting in the episode poll is another way you can help us. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia and come and play some extra games with us like Song Battle or Smash or Trash. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you're tuning in from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.